Let's head to Dallas right now and visit with ABC's Jim Ryan. And Jim, the death of this Oklahoma teen has prompted nationwide calls for protections for LGBTQ youth. Give us an update on this story. It really garnered a lot of attention nationally.
Well, yes, and every step of the way it has. The background on this case, Nex Benedict was this teenager, was identified as non-binary, attended school in Owosso High School in eastern Oklahoma, the rural district out there. After a fight in a girl's bathroom, Nex Benedict was taken to the hospital, talked about it with sheriff's deputies. The next day, the 16-year-old died. Turns out it was not trauma from the fight. It wasn't a physical blunt force trauma situation. It was a suicide, it turned out. The medical examiner has ruled this a drug overdose, an intentional drug overdose. And yes, that has brought new calls for protections for people like Nex Benedict, LGBTQ youth who are struggling with their own identities and struggling with bullying from the outside. Rainbow Youth Project USA says it's seen more phone calls, not only from Oklahoma, but from around the country, from people who have seen this Nex Benedict case.
So, yeah, these calls to the crisis centers around the country, especially in Oklahoma, as you mentioned, have been on the increase. Is there a lesson, so to speak, to learn from all of this in terms of, you know, trying to look for signs before anything like this happens?
Well, absolutely, yes. And it all comes down to listening to these kids. The calls to this center, this help center in Oklahoma specifically, went from 400 calls in January to 1,000 calls this past month after the Nex Benedict case came about. And yes, so people are reaching out. The Nex Benedict had a fairly strong relationship with the mother. And the mother, of course, then reached out to police after the incident in the girl's bathroom there. So I think the lines of communication, that's what the people in the healthcare industry are saying is necessary, not just for people of LGBTQ communities, but of every community. Suicide, we know so much about it now, and there are new ways to reach out for help in that front. And so, yeah, I think that's the direction this is going, that it's a matter of just keeping those lines of communication open.
And is there any legal proceeding that may happen or may be sparked by this? Because, well, you know, and there have been other cases across the country where teens were bullied online, and law enforcement actually ended up going after the online bullies.
Yes, and in fact, in Oklahoma, just this past Thursday, a new piece of legislation passed the Oklahoma Senate, moves on over to the House, and that one does add to the penalties for intentionally bullying someone, threatening someone, causing distress to somebody online specifically, Shannon. So even in Oklahoma, where the Nex Benedict case originated, we're seeing these moves to try to address the situation legislatively. So that piece of legislation, Senate Bill 1100, now moves over to the Texas or to the Oklahoma House, and eventually, if it passes there, to the Oklahoma governor's desk.
Absolutely. Great information as always. Thanks for joining us, Jim. We appreciate it. Look forward to the next one.
Thanks very much.